and became very popular during quarantine.
So Leslie Jordan, I saw his stage show in Denver, and it was...
Did you?
It was wonderful. I mean, he was fascinating. But I kind of wondered, if Leslie Jordan took a dick pic, what do you think?
I couldn't hazard a guess.
I'm thinking enormous.
Are you?
He was very popular.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that just a few years ago when you saw him here?
To me, it was a few years ago.
And when I say few, I mean 10, you know.
Yes. Right?
Okay.
It probably was 10.
So funny. We didn't see each other there.
No. I wonder how many events that we were at
narrowly
together and didn't know each
narrowly
other.
Narrowly missed, yeah, meeting each other.
That's wild.
There's probably a lot.
Big Fatty, thank you for planting the podcast.
Planting the seed within.
Seed within.
All I heard was planting seed within, and then I got lost. It almost sounds like a horror movie now.
Thanks, Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Planting the seed within.
Seed within.
And became very popular during quarantine.
Thanks, Big Fatty.
Episode 3489. Another VFO for Monday the 21st of June 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Big Fatty, where's Sneaky Kitty? Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it is the first full day of summer. The first day of summer was Sunday. And y'all, it's either Sunday or today is the longest day of the year. And y'all, the good thing about that is starting at least on Tuesday, the days start getting shorter. Big Fatty, I know you and the old gal love that. Y'all, we've got a studio audience with us today. Y'all, we've got the Nip, and Flo is around here somewhere, and Larry is here as well. Do what? Oh, they're washing their pussies, the Nip says. I think we need to just get things going by doing this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Today, the 21st of June. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I met this person, I believe, in both. I think they did come to New Orleans, but I know they came to Lost Wages. Y'all, just as nice a person as you will ever want to meet. Y'all, he is out there in the Mile High City with his husband. Aussie Martinez is his husband. Oh, yes, we've been in the Mile High City. You know, Aussie Martinez is generally a mile high. Big Fatty. And y'all, I'm talking about his husband, Jay. Jay out there in the Mile High. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Jay in Colorado. Big Fatty, I don't know how to do this without Squeaky Kitty. Well, Squeaky Kitty is on assignment. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And the thing I remember about Jay is he's tall. And I I believe he's a gingerish. I don't know if he's a complete ginger or not. But anyway, but y'all, if you see Jay or even Aussie Martinez on the Twitty or the Face, y'all wishing a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Betty, I hope Aussie gets him a mile-high pizza cake. Y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when we recorded that for right, a little show late. And y'all, by the way, I am looking at the Nip and Flo chatting out on the veranda because y'all, I'm in the HHI. That's the Hilton Head Island. And, oh, here they come. Here they come. Y'all, the Nip walks around with the flashlight on his phone on all the time. And, y'all, it's just sad. It's just sad to see him go downtown. Y'all, the house that we're in, they're hot daddies. There are hot daddies. Across the street, and the Nip has he's spending Father's Day creeping on them, and what was I saying? Y'all, that was the little show that you met Jonathan. But by the way, Flo, come on over here and just say hi to everybody. Y'all, you hadn't heard Flo on here before. Say hi, Flo.
Hi, Flo.
Okay, y'all, that's Flo. You know, she's the one that ate the shrimp tails in Flo Rida. That's the last show was when you met Jonathan. Y'all, that was a hot mess. But y'all on for right. Y'all, the Nip and I, y'all, we went and had lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, we went to the Toast. And the Nip had a well-done hamburger. And I had the coon beef brofkas. Y'all, it was delicious. It was delicious. And y'all, I couldn't eat. Y'all, they have a biscuit. It is the size of a Whopper hamburger bun, but it's a biscuit. And y'all, I couldn't eat it all. And so, y'all, I told the lady I wanted to take half of it home with me. And so she brought me a little container. And, y'all, we got out to the car, out to old Ruby Red and everything. And, y'all, I said, the Nip and I were driving over to the coal mine. We were going to check on some things. And then we were going to go see another mutual friend of ours, along with Tom, that the Nip and I know, and that's not really his name, but the Nip cook can't remember names. We're on the way over to the coal mine, and I said, "Oh, I've left my to go box." And the Nip started giggling because I had forgotten it. And y'all, then I remembered that I did bring it. So y'all, I had forgotten that I brought it, but then I remembered, so I really didn't forget it. And y'all, then he just started snorting because he was laughing so much. And y'all, it was a lovely foray. We went with Tom and our other friend, and y'all, we went to a little cafe kind of place, a little bar, just to sit and visit. And, they all had a little adult beverage. I ordered a strawberry milkshake because it came The glass was rimmed. Fanny, we don't need to hear about any rimming. We've already heard. Never mind. It was rimmed and with icing. And then they had Fruit Loops on it. Fanny, of course, you had to have something with Fruit Loops. But they brought it out, and the nipper said, "Oh, that sounds good." So he had that and a glass of wine. And y'all, they brought it out. It was a vanilla milkshake, and there wasn't a strawberry. No strawberries were harmed in the making of that milkshake. But y'all got back to the villa, and y'all, do you hear them cackling in the background? Probably not. But anyway, got back to the villa and had Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, we had Jonathan came. Actually, Jonathan's been coming, Fanny, it sounds vulgar when you say it, but you don't have to give out the entire guest list, but Jonathan and young Nicholas and Granny and Durwood and the Nip and another a friend stopped by for a little while. But y'all, we had the... We had the cocktails, and then we had the Swiggin' Swine. We had the Swiggin' Swine, and Big Fatty had a big solid for everyone. And then, y'all, I had some little ham biscuits left over from when Tom and his wife came by on Thursday. And so we had all that, and... Y'all, it was just lovely, just a lovely evening. And then on Saturday, what did we do on Saturday? Oh, yes, the Nip and I got up, and then we were, oh, y'all, by the way, Larry has just arrived up here. Say hi, Larry.
Howdy.
He's just so good. Y'all, it's like a mini Pearl without the price tag. And what did we do? Oh, we were going to drive to the Hilton Head Island, but y'all, we had to go by the good Duke's Barbecue. We're in there, and y'all, it's kind of a folksy kind of place where you go and eat the barbecue. And y'all, they had all these, y'all, you've seen that that commercial where they have the live, laugh, love, and the man throws the wooden sign into the garbage can. It's the progressive insurance. And y'all, they had all those kinds of signs around the place. And the Nip looks up and he says, "That doesn't make any sense." He said, the Nip needs to go to the eye doctor. What, Big Fatty needs to go to the head doctor too. The Nip says, why does that sign say, "Always be humble and bird"? And I said, "What are you talking about?" He says, "That sign says, always be humble and bird." And I turn around and I look at it, y'all, it says, "Always be humble and kind." But he thought it said bird. So, y'all, always be humble and bird. Anyway. Humming. That's it. Humble bird. It's a humble bird. And, y'all, so we had a little lunch. And, y'all, then the Nip bought $100 worth of barbecue to go. And fried chicken and macaroni and cheese and slaw and rice and hash. And what else did he have? Lima beans and the banana pudding. y'all, so we were off to the beach house. And we had to stop by the Vons East, and y'all spent another $200 there, and got here to the beach house. And Flo and Larry, they were coming up from the Sawana up to the Hilton Head, and they were running about an hour behind us. Because Larry lives in the California, y'all out there in the San Francisco school area. And Big Fatty, does he know Kathy Marshall or SF Redhead or Daniel Scott Angel? I don't think so, but maybe. He's nodding no. No, I do not know them. What was I saying? Anyway, we got here and y'all, it was lovely. It's a lovely house, y'all. You know, the last house was the what did I call it? The Sandy House. And y'all, this one looks kind of like an old Stuckey's. You know where you get the pecan logs? Just the roof line looks like the Stuckey's, so I called it the Stuckey's. It's the Stuckey House. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then the nymph said, oh, you've got to come out to the beach. And y'all, I don't really like the beach. That's why I always do laundry when they go to the beach. So we walked out on the beach. Y'all, I couldn't have been more miserable in my life. And I got all sandy, and y'all, then there were ants, and I was like, no, this is not fun. But then we did a little bit of nipple walking around the neighborhood, and came back, and Flo and Larry arrived. Y'all, they had to go to the Von's East also, because y'all, it was that we had not purchased enough wine and Bia, and I don't know what else they bought. Ice. We didn't have any ice. Kiss my ice. Came back, and y'all, while we were waiting for them to arrive, y'all, the Lawrence Welk show was on. And so... The Nip and I were watching. Y'all, it was memory lane. It was memory lane. And, you know, thank you. All fine family men. You know, it's, y'all, it took us back to our days with our grandparents. And, y'all, here comes Flo. She looks like she's possessed. What? Oh, the right. She's looking for the Lawrence. And y'all, the Nip, y'all, it was the theme of that particular show was the carnival. And y'all, there was some guy on the Wurlitzer organ. Y'all, he had on some sort of clown hat or something like that. Y'all, it was very thematic. Y'all, we watched Lawrence Welk, and y'all, then we were, oh, here we go. I don't know if they can hear that or not, but anyway, y'all, you know what? We're gonna save the video of that until tomorrow, because y'all, I have run out of time for today, and so y'all, that pretty much, no, Big Fatty, that's been part of the early part of the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, that's the Lawrence Welk. Can you hear it? Okay, it's the champagne of music. And so there you have it. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. And what am I saying? And y'all, we'll be back. We'll be back tomorrow as the days get shorter. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Enormous Boys. And y'all, what you been doing?
Planting the seed within. And became very popular during quarantine.
Thanks, Big Fatty.
Oh, well, everybody likes the Seed Within.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.